Welcome to the call. I'm going to start with a guided meditation. So just come to a place where you can feel very comfortable, whether you're sitting or lying down. And just start by taking a deep breath in for 5 counts. And a deep breath out for 5 counts. And another deep breath in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a deep breath out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And take 2 more of these deep, long breaths. Softening and relaxing into this moment. Using our breath to slow down. And begin to come in touch with the being. The being that you are, that is watching. Cindy, that is watching. Barb, that is watching. Wendy, that is listening to RL's voice. The silent presence watching the movie. Get in touch with this being that you are, allowing the details of the character, the lines, the borders fade and blur. We're going to do a practice now to release any burden, any past actions that might be still kind of hanging over your head. Any wrong, anything you feel bad about, because these things, it's you, the soul, who did these actions and feels this way. And so we want to release them so that you don't take these with you anymore through this life and next lives. So just take another deep breath in. And deep breath out. And with one thought, connect your mind straight to the Supreme Soul, the Light, the Divine. Bring all of your attention to that point, to that star, to that spiritual sun. And for the next few moments, just bask in the rays and the light and the energy of the One, the Beloved, the Purifier. Charging the battery of the soul with this light. With the pure energy of the One. And now gently and softly, not even forcefully, just allow images, memories, experiences, anything of the past, anything that burdens you, any past wrongs, any things you feel guilty or shame about or bad that you hide and keep a secret. Going to take the time now to give those things up, to clean out our hearts and offer with honesty and humility these past actions to the One. This One has no judgment and only love for you. And only wants to take these things from you, and only wishes that you don't hide them from this being, but that you share them, give them up, and allow the Purifier to take them. So you can even take your hands and place your palms up, as you just allow from your subconscious or conscious mind these different, we could call them sins, these actions that weren't true, to just flow out, up into our palms and out, up into the being, the presence, the Purifier, giving them to this One. Offering them in a sacrificial fire, in a fire of truth. Keeping your mind and your focus still with that One. Just allowing the energy of these things to come up and release. Nothing to hide. Just allowing that presence to clean out your heart. Allowing yourself to feel neutral and connected. And letting these details come up and out and to release. A purifying circle, energy flowing out, up, burning away. As the light of the source continues to bless and charge you. It is said that punishment, you could say karmic return for our wrong actions, diminishes a great deal when we don't keep these things a secret, but when we share them with our companion, with honesty, and we release them. Humbly, humble, humble, humble. Never hiding anything. And allowing yourself to be purified. To be relieved of the burden. By acknowledging it and letting it go. Giving it up. To the one. And now, knowing that you can come back to this practice often as needed, and you can continue to be held as you clear and return to your original state. So coming and returning back present to this call, to this school of Dharma call. Staying connected to your companion and basking in that light. And completing this process of purification for the time being. Bringing your attention now to our call. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel. Well, 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 welcome, welcome. So today we have another wonderful opportunity to go deep. And I've been meditating a lot recently on what I need to share with you before the end of this School of Dharma. And today, and yesterday I was really tuning into it, and I pretty much have drawn a blank today, because I have a feeling it might be the highest good of all for you to ask me questions, for you to be able to share, because end of the day I'm here to help you. And so knowing that this is coming to an end shortly, what do you need to know so that you can continue your mission? So just think about that for a moment. I was reviewing the School of Dharma recently and all the things we've shared. You have so much gold there, you know. And if you apply it more and more, you get more and more of a result. That's just the way it works with everything. So chances are, it hasn't, what you've learned hasn't been applied fully. And yeah, I mean, I'm still applying these things to higher and higher levels. Yeah, this is a continuous process. So don't feel bad about it. It's normal. You know, we have to start where we are and build our way up. Yeah, so a lot of these things, they just genuinely do take time and energy. And there's no way around it. And the more you apply, the more result you get. And I also wanted to share something which did come to mind very strongly. Normally I'm very clear about this, but just today I was like, you know what, I think it's better to talk, to have a discussion. One thing I want to mention though, before we do that, is that you need to start small where you are and start helping people. Because right now there are literally millions of very, very disturbed people around. And if you think you're disturbed, it's nothing compared to other people's pain. Yeah, I'm not discounting your own process, your own suffering. We all have it. But other people are in a much worse position. Even if they've got huge amounts of money and everything seems all right, the psychological, spiritual, emotional turmoil people are in is very severe. People are in a very dark place these days. And so just it's good for you to realize what a bad space the world is in. Not to get caught up in it, but just to realize how much you can help people, how much you can serve. So I'm going to encourage you to start sharing what you've been learning on these calls with other people, even if it's with one of your friends, you know. And if no one's interested for some reason, you can tell it to the cat and tell it to a wall. Yeah, That's how you learn, right? I remember one of the sisters, Raja Yoga sisters, meditation, she wanted to learn how to speak knowledge to people, and no one was interested, so she started by talking to a wall, then she started talking to the cat, and then she started speaking to an old woman who was barely awake. Yeah? And then gradually from there, now she's spent her whole life touring the world, talking in massive conferences, yeah? started with speaking to a wall. Yeah. So wherever you're at, there's going to be people interested anyway, right? So I'm saying you can probably start with actual humans, but if for any reason it's not immediately accessible to people who are readily excited to hear from you, for whatever reason, talk to the cats, talk to the wall, talk to the dog, talk to the trees. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that you learn how to use your voice to share what you know. And it's a habit. You need to get into the practice. And it's just through practice. You know, I can sit here and talk to you all day long about very deep things very easily, but that's because I've been doing it so long. Yeah? It used to daunt me. I remember being, someone said to me, teach this person something. And I thought, I couldn't possibly talk to anyone. That's what I used to think. I thought, no way. I might be able to talk for about 5 minutes and then I'd run out of things to say and that would be it. You know? But as you learn more, as you experience more, as you practice more, you can go on and on in great detail about things. And of course, remember that it's not the amount of time, it's the quality that counts anyway, yeah? So like, listening to me going on and on and on for like 20 hours straight isn't actually better than listening for 2 hours or for 1 hour even, yeah? So the main thing is that you just get out of your own way and just go and share this. And the more you share, the more you learn. Yeah, I've found myself saying things in response to people's questions that I would never have thought about had they have not asked me questions. Yeah, I've had loads of ideas for books, for courses, for programs, directly from interacting with people and seeing the feedback. Yeah, so if I speak to somebody and they start spacing out, I'm like, well, this clearly isn't working. So so then I say it slightly differently and then they're all interested. I'm like, all right, well, that's better that way. That's more effective. Yeah, so talking to physical people is good. Talking on the phone is good. You can't see. I can't see you right now, yeah? So I have to sort of imagine you're here. So it's good and bad. The good side of it is that I don't get distracted by you, yeah? Because when you talk to... Well, I had a group of people here recently in the house. And then another event on Sunday with about 100 people. And basically, when you look at the people, this is something very interesting. When you do public talks and you look at the audience, you can't actually tell exactly whether or not they're interested based on what they're looking like. It looks, most of the time, it looks like people aren't interested. And then when they come up to you afterwards, you find out that it was really, really powerful for them. But you couldn't tell by seeing them looking at them, which is really very, very disturbing, yeah, for a speaker, because you're like standing there, and this is what a lot of speakers have a problem with, yeah, that everyone seems to have the same problem. That there they are on the stage, there's all these people, and they're trying to, you know, like, inspire everyone and wake everyone up and all the rest of it, and it looks like everyone's half asleep, sort of scribbling on pieces of paper and like spacing out, but then afterwards they come back and say it was awesome. So the problem with doing public talks is that you have to deal with an audience who are not necessarily immediately obviously what's going on for them. Yeah, like you can still feel the audience, you can still tell, but it's not as black and white as it seems. Yeah, not obvious. So the benefit of talking to people who are not physically here is that you can just share from your heart, and chances are they'll probably still receive it just as well as they would otherwise, near enough. But you don't get distracted from their apparent lack of interest. it's just devastating, you know, when you're like, I'm really into this, I'm so excited, and it looks like everyone's half asleep. But then they come up afterwards and say it was awesome. So it's like, all right. So, end of the day. And also, just bear in mind that if you're challenging people's preconceived ideas, they're probably... look confused or negative, or they don't like you, yeah, and then it turns out they think you're awesome, but it looks like they want to sort of hit you. Yeah, so just realize that this stuff is not obvious, counterintuitive, and ultimately it's the long-term result we're going for anyway. Even if you get everyone jumping up and down and all look like they're stoked, it's really what happens to somebody a month later, a year later, that actually matters anyway, really. So you can do sort of personal development, inspirational talks, and everyone seems to be happy there and then. See them a week later and it all disappeared. Went in one ear, came straight out of the other ear. Whole thing drained out then within an hour of leaving the thing. Same thing happens on retreats. So end of the day, the main thing is, can you help someone get a long-term result? Yeah. So start small, teach others, share and serve. Don't worry about making mistakes. Guess what? You will definitely make tons of mistakes. You're going to screw up all the time. You'll say stuff that people won't like. You'll say things and then wish that you didn't. You'll wish you did say things that you didn't say. You'll waste probably months of your time doing something that doesn't work at all. Some people won't like you. Yeah, you'll probably feel like giving up loads of times. That's fact. Yeah, this is what everyone has to deal with. And there's no point in sugarcoating and lying to ourselves about this. Being on a mission and making a difference in the world is extremely rewarding, extremely satisfying, and also challenging. Yeah, and you'll have to do stuff you don't like very much sometimes. Yeah, like I've had to spend 6 months doing tedious techie stuff that's made me want to sort of jump off the cliff occasionally. And have to deal with other people, have to deal with their egos, have to deal with people being slack, have to deal with technical problems, organizing, have to like stop myself creating new stuff, force myself to finish things. Yeah, it's not been easy for me at all. It's been very disturbing. Feel good about it now, but didn't feel very good about it there and then. So you're going to have periods of time where you do stuff that you don't like, that needs to be done, that ends up being wonderful, but isn't particularly enjoyable. Yeah? So that's the way it is. Ever heard of Jack Cranfield? Yeah? Chicken Soup for the Soul? Yeah? He's written all these books. Everyone knows good old Jack. Jack is the one who said, no one else can do your push-ups for you. Yeah, that's one of his quotes. No one else can do your push-ups for you. I haven't actually read any of his books, but I know that he's one of these famous author, personal development people. And his story is him and Wayne Dyer and a lot of these other people, they spent years driving around in a car with a bunch of books in the back of their car that no one wanted, doing free talks all over the country for years, trying to share their message. Years. And nothing much happened. And then finally they got a break. Yeah? This is extremely common. So I'm sharing this with you because if you think, oh, I should be somewhere other than where I am right now, I should be more successful than I am, I should have more money than I have, and all these sort of things, it's not really true. You should be exactly where you are, because it is where you are, you know, this is all good. And the good news is that every day you get given a gift of an opportunity to do something better, to do something different. And as long as you serve people from your heart and you add value and you help people, after a while, whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow, they will be extremely grateful and they will want to give you money. They'll want to look after you, yeah? And remember, what's the point of money? The point of money is to create wealth. What is wealth? Wealth is things like food, house, relationships, knowledge. Yeah, wealth is experiences. So just remember, money isn't what you want anyway. Yeah, if you could have your house paid for, or a house that you want paid for, or all your food just delivered to you, or you or growing in your garden, and you could have the physical things that you needed, and you had all the utilities, right? And you had everything you needed, you would never need any money. You would never need actually to have a single penny or a credit card or anything. Yeah, you wouldn't need any of it, because it's not money that you want anyway. It's the stuff that money gets. So just remember that people can give you things, and the world can give you things that you need that bypasses the money. Yeah, so it's important to realize what you even want and what wealth even is. Yeah, because when you stop thinking about money, and you start thinking about what do I actually want to experience in my life, and you realize that you can have most of it free, cheaply. Yeah, a lot of stuff that we want we can have for free or cheap, very cheap. Yeah, if you want to relax, you can lie down and relax now for free. If you want to feel good, you don't need tons of supplements and special foods. You can have certain things. Yeah, Ariel and I have a little practice. What we recommend that you do is that every now and again, you say, you know what, I'm going to actually eat the food that I have.
Stop
running off to the store buying all the nonsense. Just pull the plug. See what happens when you say, I'm going to stop spending. Yeah. First of all, you end up with more money because you're not spending it all. And secondly, you realize how rich you actually you are. You're like, oh my God, we got this huge thing of rice. We got this massive thing of beans. It's like, why did we buy this stuff if we weren't going to eat it? Yeah. Like, every time you clear out your house, you realize that you have tons and tons of stuff, which is very useful. Yeah. So just realize that you have tons of wealth. And I'll just share a quick story that was quite amusing. We had a water filter. This is so funny. We have this nice water filter, right? And then we had a problem with our tap faucet, yeah, in our kitchen. So we had to get it replaced. So the plumber came, replaced the faucet. But now the new faucet, the new tap end, yeah, the end of the tap, doesn't fit the water filter piece. They're supposed to screw into each other. Otherwise, we can't get our water, right? So we don't want to drink tap water. We want to drink our special water filter water. So the plumber guy goes, oh, it doesn't matter. Don't worry. You'll be able to get an extension thing down at the hardware store, right? So we went down there, and they said, no, we haven't got anything. So we came back, and we normally don't go down the other side of the island where they have a big store, but a friend of ours regularly goes back and forth. So he said, do you mind if you take this, go down to the hardware store and get this special plumbing piece so that we can screw these two things together and use our filter again? Yeah, and the whole time here we are drinking this tap water. Yeah, which actually wasn't that bad, honestly, because it's Hawaii. It's just like, it's basically Hawaiian mineral water. Yeah, 7.2 pH. It's actually tasty. Yeah, and it doesn't have hardly any chlorine in it. So anyway, so it's already really good water here. And so she went down there. I think she hadn't been getting enough sleep or something, spaced out a bit. Came back. She had to come back to us and said, I couldn't find the piece. I didn't understand it. So we stood there with a piece in our hand again, in front of the tap, showing her how it all fit together. Then she went back to the other side of the island again, went to the place, they didn't have it, went to a specialist place, another one, and finally, after enough running around, the guy said, you don't need any other piece.
You
have the piece that you need. And Ariel read me this email. She said, we don't need it, we have the piece you need. I'm like, what are you talking about? We don't have the piece we need. That's the whole point. She's been running around. Anyway, she came, I was in the other room, came back, and I walked in the kitchen, and it was screwed onto the tap. I'm like, what the hell happened here? So, basically, the piece, the piece that's supposed to screw into the thing from the water filter company is a special piece, and it has an inner ring and an outer ring, and I never noticed the inner ring. That was the problem, because we never used it before, and I never even looked at it properly, right? Because the plumber was there and he said, oh, you know, go down and get this thing. So I didn't even bother looking at it. I believed him, yeah? Remember the principle of authority? He's a plumber, he's an authority. So I removed my own common sense, yeah? I didn't think for myself because he's the authority. Just like people in the Nazi Germany, they didn't think for themselves because they're told what they should do, yeah? These experiments, people will do anything if the guy is an authority. So anyway, that's what happened to me. I went unconscious, didn't look at it myself, had someone run around. Turned out we had everything we needed. We had it all along. We could have just taken that piece and screwed it straight into the tap, and it would have been perfectly fine. Yeah, but we didn't think properly, yeah. And by the way, this might be a bit hard to understand why we were so stupid, but it wasn't obvious. Yeah, it didn't look like it would work.
It didn't work the way we were trying.
We were trying to do it a different way. Yeah. So the point is, we always have everything we need. Or we have access to get everything we need. Yeah, I'd say that applies at least 99.9% of the time. So you have everything you need. It's just reorganizing the things that you have, so that you reveal to yourself. You reveal to yourself the things that you actually have. Yeah. So we're living in a consumer culture, so that's unconsciously brainwashed us. Yeah, it's unconscious. A lot of the stuff we've been talking about in this school of Dharma is unconscious behavior. Unconsciously, we believe that we have to spend. Why do we believe we have to spend? Because the advertising companies have explicitly been on a mission since around 1940 to make sure that all we do is spend. Yeah, they have designed our brain, yeah, this is going back generations, to be a nation of consumer spenders who don't think they have everything they need.
Throw stuff away,
chuck, as soon as it doesn't work, get rid of it, get a new one. Things are made to break nowadays. They're made to break. Yeah, it's a burden. So we need to cancel this waste, and realize how rich we are. Yeah, and that's the first step to wealth, really, and a first step to success, because you realize actually everything's a lot better than I thought it was. Yeah, the new iPhone is always better than the old iPhone. Yeah, I was watching the latest iPhone ad, and I'm like, oh my god, I just bought a new iPhone, I have to get another one now, this is terrible, this is horrendous. I'm not going to do it though, but part of me is like, right, well, it's better chuck this other one out, even though it was like the best thing in the world about 3 months ago. Gotta go, need a new one, probably got a better camera on it, looks cooler, yeah. I'm a little bit, I like having the best technical things. That's one of my sort of idiosyncrasies. I have to have the best technology. Don't care about a lot of other things being the best ever. Well, actually, I do care about everything being the best ever. Having said that, don't I? But anyway, something I have to get over there. Just revealing my madness a little bit here for you to amuse yourself. So, but we have what we need, you know. We have what we need, and having too many things burdens us. Yeah, that's why whenever we get rid of things out of our house that we don't need, or if we cancel a relationship that's dysfunctional, or if we delete stuff off our computer that's a bunch of nonsense, yeah, cancel old accounts, remove complicated things, we feel much, 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 much better. So you know a huge amount more than most people do about all kinds of things now, and you're in a much better position on a number of levels than vast number of other people around you, yeah? You can look at your life two ways. You can look at your life and say, yeah, but this isn't good and that isn't right and this needs to change and that's not okay. Yeah. Or you can look at your life and say, I am extremely blessed that I know who I am. I know where I come from. I know what my mission is in life. I know I can connect to God, which is the most important thing in the world. Other people haven't even got that. You know how to relax. You know how to get rid of stuff and keep it simple. You know how to have good relationships. You know how to love yourself. Yeah, you know how to be organized. You understand the world. You understand about systems, thinking. You're trusting the process. Yeah, this is just to mention a few things. Most people are totally stressed out, running around, no idea what the hell's going on, totally confused, anxious. Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. So, people need your help, and you just need to share. Be courageous enough to share. I'm always surprised when I share how much good feedback I get. 'Cause I'm just like, this is just, to me, it's like blatantly obvious. I'm just like, I don't even feel the need to share a lot of these things because I just think it's sort of like common sense. So I have sort of to have to kind of get out of my own like head and go, look, Michael, just share the things that are like might seem obvious to you anyway, and then people thank me for it. So that's to just realize that there's a lot of same stuff for you. There's a lot of stuff that you know about that you might seem obvious to you now that actually is extremely revolutionary for people. Yeah, yesterday I was talking to some people on another call about health terrorism. Yeah, it was a revolutionary concept, especially to health coaches. Yeah, health terrorism. Everyone's telling you shouldn't eat this and shouldn't eat that. Yeah. Everyone has an extreme opinion about everything, and then there's another person with extreme opposite opinion who's got all their facts and everything lined up and have gone 12 books about the topic and a whole bunch of followers who tells you exactly the opposite. Yeah, the water you drink is going to kill you, everything you eat is going to kill you, it's all GMO. If you have too much of this, not enough of that, blah blah blah. Yeah, so he freaks everyone out, and no one wants to eat anything. Yeah. And then the comfort food, cakes and stuff people used to have, they think if they have one cake, they're going to balloon up to 700 pounds and just be this big round blob that sort of melts into the seat. Yeah, and everyone throws up when they look at it. Yeah. That's what people unconsciously think is going on here. So, yeah, so it's just a bunch of nonsense all over the place. So you have sanity, so just so you can share. And amuse people and enlighten them. So, having said all that, I'd love to hear from you. What you need help with, and what's going on for you.